Just your average everyday trucker, keeping it real. Today's topic is going to be kind of a dual topic. Be grateful and appreciative of the small wins along the way to your big goals, and the things you say and how you say them, especially to those that you're closest with, makes all the difference. This is episode 85. Welcome back, guys. Appreciate you being here. So the inspiration for the dual topic kind of comes from a little situation with a friend. One of those situations where, you try to be supportive and, you try to be there for them. And then they talk to you a certain way and it's like, wow, really? Okay. So to start with the starting topic, be grateful and appreciative of the little milestones and little wins along the way to your big goal, or your big goals, rather, plural, because I'm sure we all have more than one goal, one big dream that we want to achieve. But let's say you have a dream about, getting away from somebody in your life that might have been abusive, and then, completely relocating, getting with somebody else that was a lot better, maybe having a family with that person, and getting a like your own place to live, and working on like financial future and all that stuff. Let's say those are like the gist of some goals you got, and let's say you got away from the abusive relationship. And then you were able to get to the same state, the same location to actually move close to or move in with somebody else that you really care about, that's actually a lot better person, not going to be abusive with you and stuff. And then you guys get your own place, things are moving along, right? Making some progress and achieving those small goals or whatever, but then, you're still I'm just trying to be patient. Stop trying to be trying. I'm just trying to wait. I know that there's a reason for everything. There's like he has a plan, all that stuff. And don't get me wrong. I'm a Christian too. Those of you that have seen if you're connected with me on my YouTube or my TikTok, you guys have seen that I'm always wearing a cross. But before doing my current job, I would always go I would literally attend church every weekend. But of course, with my current job, a lot of times I get back home Sunday morning at 4 or 5 in the morning, or sometimes later. I ain't gonna be getting up in a couple hours to go to church at 11. It's just not gonna happen. So, you know, do my best out here, pray, listen to worship music, you know, just try to be as positive, you know, as positive and whatever as I can during the week, you know. Try to do my best, you know. But let's say that, you know, you accomplish all that, you know, and you still have a couple goals. Like, obviously, you still want to start a family, you still want to get a house, but you got an apartment, you know, to start out with, you know. But the goal is to eventually have a house, have a family, all that, you know, and other stuff. And it's like, well, yeah, but I'm just, you know, very, like, I'm just trying to be patient, you know, and, you know, and then speaking in other ways that make it sound like you're actually being negative, like you're talking down about, like, ah, oh, man, I just can't wait till, and then you get, you know, so then that's when others like myself come in and be like, so what's the problem? Like, why are you down or whatever? Oh, I'm just trying to be patient, whatever. Like, okay, but you're not in that abusive relationship anymore. You are in a better place physically, you know, because you got your own place. You're actually with somebody that you really care about that treats you better, you know, stuff like that. It's like, why do you feel bad? Like, why? That's right. You know, when you want everything all at once, you know, and so you try to point out, you know, hey, like, it's not like, I understand you have all these goals, like, you know, but that can't all happen all at once. Like, you're not gonna leave an abusive relationship, move in with somebody else, have a family, all that, all at the same time. It's gonna take time. Like, usually it's like one milestone, and then, you know, you achieve another milestone, you know. It's just how it happens. It's like me with this podcast. Like, if you were to ask me like 6 months ago, I would have told you that I really wasn't sure if this podcast was ever gonna like take off. It still hasn't fully taken off, but it is. I can tell just by the numbers. You know, when I see the downloads or whatever, I can tell that I have some regular listeners, which I really appreciate you guys. And again, you know, like, I'm going to throw it out there, like, you know, kind of doing this little interruption, but, you know, if you guys ever have any suggestions for topics you want to discuss, like a topic for Real Talk Tuesday you want me to cover, or if you have an idea for a story you want me to come see what I can come up with. Since it's all freestyle for me right now, I'm just coming up with it off the top of my head. Drop me a line, logicshowpodcast@gmail.com. But I'm always, you know, it's one of those things where you're always pointing out to those closest to you that are having that, you know, if you have a friend like that, and you're like, why so down? Like, why, like, things are good, like, things are a lot better. It's like, I know, I'm trying to be patient, trying to wait. I know everything happens in God's time, and I'm like, yeah, but you're not, like, not thinking about the positive in your life. You're just focused on the things you don't have. So I guess that's the real takeaway from that, or the real lesson with that right there, is we can't focus on, like, yeah, we have things we want, you know, dreams that we want to achieve, you know, goals that we want to accomplish in life. And we, as long as we keep, you know, I'm always saying, you know, we only fail if we quit and give up and walk away. So if we keep pushing forward, there's one of my catchphrases, one of my sayings again. If we keep pushing forward, we keep believing, then eventually we're gonna get where we want to go. But if we quit and we give up because, oh, you know, we just lose hope, you know, then yeah, it's never gonna happen. And it's not anyone's fault but our own, because we gave up and walked away. You know? So in order to actually, like, get where you want to go, you can't pull over and park it and then just start, you know, just get depressed and get miserable and talk about how you're never going to be able to get there. Well, yeah, cause you stopped, you know, get up, get back up and keep going, you know? So we gotta celebrate the little things along the way, you know, like for instance, let's say your dream is to get a job with a certain company because that's where you've always wanted to work. And let's say you've applied there a couple times, but they haven't hired you, whatever. But that's your dream. You want to work at that job, and you eventually want to be like upper management, like a supervisor at that job. and eventually gonna, like, you know, be one of the executives, become a salary, whatever, you know, and you finally do get hired there after, let's say, you worked there for 2 years, and, you know, you're like, maybe you've got some pay raises, but you haven't really gotten any bumps as far as, like, get promoted. You can't just stop going to work because you think, well, I'm never going to get promoted. Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at it like that and you walk away from it, then yeah, that's one of those, what do they call that? Self-fulfilling prophecy. Or basically you decided that it wasn't going to happen, and so you walked away from it. And then later, the rest of your life, you're just like, oh, yeah, well, I tried. I just couldn't do it, you know. Well, you could have done it. You know, it's not that you couldn't do it. It's that you decided to quit pursuing it. And so it's not your supervisor's fault, your boss's fault, or the company's fault, or anything like that. It's basically our own fault because we have control. We're the ones in control of our lives. I mean, granted, we could, there are times it could be at a company and be there for a while and never get bumped up, never get moved up the chain. It's like, for instance, my wife, for example, you know, she's been working for this same restaurant in Nashville for the past, I think, four years now. Sorry, I had a yawn in the middle of the mid-sentence there, but whoa. But she's gotten a bump in pay, but she's been trying to like push for her boss because she's literally the pastry chef at that restaurant. Good food. If you ever come into town and stuff, you know, Mockingbird restaurant. It's a good place to eat. So she's been pushing for her boss to kind of like bump her up, make her literally like give her a little bit of a more of a like a title because of some of the things that she does is technically management type stuff. You know, so, but it's always, well, I'll put a pin in it, we'll talk about it later, we'll talk next week. Sorry, passing a weigh station that the DriveWise on the truck computer said, pull in unless closed, and it never, the sign as I was passing the electronic sign on the road, it never flashed saying weigh station open, so I assume they're closed. And as we go by and stuff, I'm not seeing any, I don't see any actual, like, DOT vehicles there, so I guess they just didn't have the sign working. Usually if it's closed, it's like, bypass, okay, cool. I was watching going, am I going to get in trouble for driving past the scale because I didn't get alerted that I was supposed to go in? I was like, nope, they're closed, all right. So, so let's say you work at so to cover a little bit, since it's got a little sidetracked there, you know, with the wife and her boss, you know, she's got some pay raises. She thinks she was like $14 an hour when she started, and then she's after 4 years, I think she's up to like 20 something, like little, probably at 20, I think now, somewhere around there. So she's gotten pay bumps, but, you know, she wants to basically contribute more to the company and actually get on like a more of a salary role where she'll actually make more. You know, she'll do more, but she'll be able to make more and actually, you know. So, but it's always, well, you just put a pin in it, we'll talk next week, whatever. So she always feels like she's kind of at a glass ceiling, like she can't get any higher in the company, whatever. I don't know if you guys heard that, but I got my Google Maps popped up thing. Yeah, there's a speed trap ahead. I'm like, oh, okay. Cool, good to know. I'm like, I'm going to the speed limit, so I'm good. But, you know, but every little pay raise she got, you know, that or little things, if she got bonuses or whatever, you know, that we celebrate them. You know, we're like, went out to dinner to celebrate, whatever. Celebrate the little wins, you know. Like any time when I made a job change, because I'm all about moving forward and never backwards. So, like, if you're going to leave a job, don't leave a job and take a job or, you know, take another job that pays less or has worse benefits or whatever. If you're going to make a change for the better. Like, leave your current carrier if you're a trucker like me, you know, only leave your current carrier if you're going somewhere where you're going to get paid more. I think there's a speed trap ahead. It's like, said it like 2 or 3 times, and I'm like, okay, I think there's a speed trap. So, always got to make things better and not make a change where things are worse. You know, like, you don't want to go, like, my wife would, you know, leave her job making $20 an hour and then take a job paying 15 or 17 or something, because that'd be, you know, less money, you know. So at the very least, if you leave a job for another job, you can say that it's just a better job, you know, and it's like maybe the benefits are better, or maybe it's an easier workload. If it at least pays the same as what you're currently making, then you still move forward, because you went to a job that you're gonna be happier in. Even though it pays the same, you didn't go backwards, you know? And then any little advances that you make, you go to a job that you think you're gonna be happier in, and you get a pay raise at your current job, celebrate it. Watch dinner, you know, go out with a friend or loved one and have a few drinks, you know, and literally like do a toast, you know. It's like we gotta celebrate those little wins, you know. So the other part of the, since we're approaching 15 minutes, so I'll try not to make this Real Talk Tuesday too terribly long for you guys. Make it like moderate length, you know, maybe like half an hour. I'll do my best. But the other part of this, yeah, the cops are at force out here in Georgia, man. Oof. That's like three cars pulled over right there, you know. Guys aren't following, people aren't following the laws, I guess, until they get pulled over. But, so the other part of the topic, the what you say and how you say it, especially to those that you're closest with, makes all the difference. This was kind of inspired by a little interaction with, you know, someone who's a good friend, but I kind of, you know, it's one of those, you don't, if you have like somebody, let's say that you guys talk a lot of days, but then like every so often if you go like half the day or, you know, almost an entire day, and neither of you say anything to each other. And so it's kind of from a situation earlier with one of my really close friends, you know, that I had talked to, like, you know, the Storytime Friday episode I just posted yesterday. And I know she's all about the stories. Oh my God, I love them. They're so great. All right, cool. I'm glad you like them. But I was like, hey, the story post. She goes, yeah, I'm really tired. I'll probably listen to it tomorrow. All right, cool. You know, I hadn't heard from her all day. Literally messaged her like when I left the Marietta, Georgia FedEx zone to head back to Nashville. You know, just that messaged her when I got in there. Right when I got in there, I was like, chirp, chirp. You know, because, you know, it was quiet all day. You know, kind of giving her crap. And all I got was one very long message back. You're like, no punctuation, no nothing. Just like, hey, been a really long day. I don't feel very good. I'll talk to you. Okay, let me start that again. Hey, been a really long day. I don't feel really good. Talk tomorrow. Sorry. Like, all one sentence. Like, literally the same sentence. Like, so I read that going, okay, that's interesting. You know. So, and at first, you know, because usually if it's like somebody's not a friend and they, you know, we're like, they're talking or whatever, and I'm sorry, whatever, man, talk to your friend, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, whatever, fuck you too. So I was like, well, maybe we'll talk tomorrow. But then I sent her a clip, like, you know, I was like, I don't know what's, I was like, I'll be honest, it was kind of a dick move. You know, just the way you said that, you know, because it could be, hey, I'm not feeling very good, can we talk tomorrow? Sure, all right, no problem. You know, when you're good friends with somebody, it's like, you know, be respectful and actually talk to them like you would be. Hey, really long day, not feeling very good, talk to you tomorrow, sorry. Okay. All right. So I came back to, you know, I was like, I'm going to take a break on Messenger from you right now, because, like, I really don't appreciate how you kind of said that. Like, that's kind of like, you know, I was just saying, hey, how's it going? Been all day, and you're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. One long sentence, you know, I'm like, maybe you didn't mean it the way that it sounded, but this is how it came across to me. And, you know, I'm not going to worry about messaging you tomorrow. I'm going to give you a couple days, so I put her on restrict on Messenger, because I was like, I don't want to hear from you for a couple days, just whatever's going on, get it together, you know, because I was like, obviously I'm here for you, but then you kind of just, I don't even think I would refer to it as blew me off. you know, but it's kind of shut me down pretty quick. Because they're blowing you off, like, hey, I'll talk to you later. Okay, no problem. And then there's basically, like, you know, her long sentence. It's like, okay, you know, like, if, you know, you don't want to talk to the, hey, I can't talk, I don't really feel up to talking tonight, I just, you know. And again, maybe it's punctuation for her, yeah, I don't know. You know, but that's literally, it's like, been a pretty big deal on her end, I guess, where, you know, she does, she's a very smart individual, you know, but when she types, I guess it's all one paragraph or whatever. It's like, I've kind of given her crap about it before, just a little bit, like, so, I was like, so have you ever thought about, like, going to, go, like, maybe pursue, you know, furthering your education or whatever? I was curious. She's like, why? I'm like, well, cause, I mean, you know, thinking, like, I gave her crap, so I'm just giving you a hard time, but, you know, maybe some English classes, you know, because I know when you, like, sometimes it's hard to know what you're trying to say because you have, like, two paragraphs all together, and it's like, well, no, I just don't speak formal. You know, I'm like, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, I don't worry about punctuation and stuff when I'm talking online because it's, like, not matter. It kind of matters because then people, you know, if you're talking to somebody online, they might, I mean, they might judge you based on how you're coming across, and if you're writing an entire paragraph, it's all one sentence, they might think this person's not very bright. And I know that's not the case with her, she's very bright, so it's like, so maybe there's an issue with the, maybe that was the case, you know, with her message tonight. But I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take a break, you know, maybe we'll put a pin in it right now, maybe we'll come back to this in a couple days, you know, see where we are. But I was like, it, for me, it was one of those, we gotta love and respect ourselves first, you know, and know that we're worth, you know, we gotta know what we're worth, you know, we're worth being treated appropriately and actually being respected and stuff. I know respect isn't necessarily a right, that it's, you know, it's something that you have to, I wouldn't say you have to earn it, but, you know, like, people don't just, obviously, they're not entitled to respect, you know. Like, if somebody comes up and talks to me like a complete dick or whatever, I'm not going to be a dick back. I might just turn and walk away because I'm not going to, you know. Hey, what do you know? We're getting up here towards the, we're going to connect to 24, heading into Tennessee. Good stuff, good stuff. So yeah, it was one of those situations where, you know, the way she said it, I was kind of like, and she didn't even, it wasn't even a question, she didn't leave it open, like, it was just, she sent that to me and then she disappeared. So I said, all right, then I'm going to put a pin in this, I'm going to restrict this account right now, and maybe we'll talk in a couple days, but I'm not going to even bother or try to message you for a couple days at least, because I'm figuring maybe, you know, give her a couple of days to really, you know, to just calm down or whatever's going on and think about, you know, just think about what she said, you know, because it's like, I wasn't trying to be mean, but I thought, you know what, I kind of felt like the way you talked to me was not cool. So I was like, you know what, I didn't want to block her because, of course, like I said, we're close friends, but the kind of, you know, stuff like that, she's kind of done it before too. Hey, welcome to Tennessee. So that's one of those things. That's part of where the second topic came in, you know, the inspiration for that came into play. It's like, you know, if let's say you want to talk to somebody tomorrow because you just don't feel up to it, all right, cool. Then actually, like, be respectful about it. Like, be, you know, love and respect, you know, like, don't just one little paragraph, like, I, you know, sorry, I've been a long day, I just don't feel good, we'll talk tomorrow, sorry. Okay. You know, it's like, so, just because you throw sorry after, it's like, you throw sorry on the end of a little two-sentence statement or whatever, that's gonna make it okay, right? You know, it's like, no, it doesn't. So, it's like, and I'm like, you know what, I basically, in the clip, when I told her, like, look, I'm gonna put a pin in this, we can talk later, or we can talk in a couple days possibly, but I'm gonna, you know, basically, we're gonna take a break from Messenger with you, and, you know, I said, I hope that help that you figure whatever out or figure out whatever is going on with you. And, you know, I was basically told her, it's like, I'm already dealing with enough on my end. I don't need drama and negativity dragging me down. When I'm basically just reaching out to a friend saying, hey, I haven't heard from you all day. Are you okay? It's like, okay, never mind. So how you say things, or the words we say and how we say them, definitely makes a difference. So, fun times, guys, fun times. So, hold on, just checking in here. I got one of those apps that we can check in on whatever, like, in different places. It used to be called Foursquare, but now it's called Swarm. A lot of truckers use it. I don't know if you guys are on there. But, or if you're a trucker and you use that app, because I know majority of the people I've connected with on Swarm, pretty much truck drivers, were out here, like, checking in at places we're picking up or delivering at, or checking in at places we go to get food at, you know. Fun times. My buddy Dave up in PA, I mentioned it. He's like, holy crap, y'all are still using, like, people are still using that? I'm like, yeah. I was like, I never stopped. I was like, there's people that we used to have connected on there that have no longer been on there for a while, but I was like, me and a bunch of others were still on there, you know. Doesn't make as much sense to be on there if you're not, like, out in different places every day, you know, like, if you're a non-trucker, all you do is go to work and home, and maybe go out to eat somewhere, you know, then you could be on there to check in places. But, like, my wife and kids, they were on it for a while, then they stopped, because obviously they were just checking in at home and school, or whatever. Me, it's like, I'm checking in, like, the Tennessee border, checking in the FedEx hubs, checking in at truck stops I stop at to get a cappuccino or whatever, you know. So, fun times. But, so, trying to think what else, you know, this is weird to be, but 25 minutes in, and I'm like, I think this might actually be one of the shortest episodes I've done, because I'm trying to think, like, I don't know what else to cover. Those two topics, pretty much, I mean, you know, to reiterate, I guess, in closing, you know, the milestones, the little wins, you know, gotta celebrate them, you know, be grateful for them, not let the fact that we're not to where we want to be ultimately at the end drag us down from where we are currently. So if you're not at that big paying promotion yet, but you're at that, you've gotten hired at the company you want to work for, and you've gotten some raises, awesome. You know, hell yeah. You know, be grateful for that. Be stoked. Like, celebrate those. Go out to drink with friends and be like, oh man, like, from a couple years back. Like, hell, like, for me, like, I'll use myself as an example for, like, small wins or whatever. Like, you know, 3 or 4 years back, I don't know how long I've had my Ram now. I've had it for 3 or 4 years. Since I'm going to be paying it off this year. It's one of those. I pay like $250. Well, it was like $200 every week. I bumped it up because I'm trying to pay it down quicker. But it was $200 every week. And it was like four and a half year note. It was like almost $40,000. You know, pickup trucks are freaking expensive. But they have the car note is actually higher because that way that, you know, you build equity quicker is what they told me. But they said, hey, so like your bi-weekly payment is like $800 or $400 every 2 weeks. You know, and we have those high payments, so that way, that way you build equity faster or whatever, so when you pay it off, you actually, your vehicle is still worth quite a bit. I'm like, oh, alright, I mean, that makes sense. That's when I was like, well, can I pay like $200 every Friday, so that way I break it down to weekly instead of every 2 weeks. Like, yeah, it's fine, you can do that. So auto pay every Friday, you know. And I've since, you know, because I've missed a payment here or there where my card wasn't unlocked for some reason, like I didn't unlock it or forgot to unlock it in time. And so I've had to go on there and be like, instead of making that extra payment, I'm like, can I bump my payment up and just that way I can pay the balance, that past due balance, down with the actual payment. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So you're paying a little bit extra on my weekly payment and stuff. But the thing is, like, I don't think I've ever had a like an actual like a really good vehicle that was, that, you know, the car loan is really high when I got it, and that I've actually been like, when I look at my payoff amount, sorry if you heard a little thump there, I actually was adjusting the headset and I hit the microphone, so if you heard a poof, like whoops, sorry, didn't mean to do that, that was an accident. But I don't think when I look at my payoff amount, it shows me like $6,000 left to pay off, and I'm like, damn, for when I started, it was like 40K, like 38, 39 something with taxes and fees or whatever, and I was like looking at that for the past 3 or 4 years going, you know, for a while I felt like, man, this is like not really coming down that fast, and then of course now we're down to like $6,000. I'm like, cool, I actually feel like we're making some progress here, what do you know? So really stoked about that, looking forward to that being paid off, and then once that's paid off, I'll be paying extra towards my wife's car to get that one paid off, because basically, like, you know, working, that's all about moving forward, trying to you know, get one thing paid off, get another thing paid off, you know, with those payoffs, and then of course get our credit up there, eventually get us out of this apartment into a house, you know. Do I look at it all and be like, you know, depressed because I don't have everything paid off in a house or in a second, you know, all at the same time? No, I know that's not realistic. You know, I know that unless I had like a massive amount of money to apply to everything, then yeah, sure. You know, let's say somebody wins a lottery, and they have like $50,000 in debt, you know, whatever. They have some accounts they got to pay off, like some like vehicles or whatever they got to pay off. And they win the lottery, then yeah, they could pay off their debt, pay off the cars, go buy a house with cash, whatever, and get everything all at once. You literally could do that in that situation, but the majority of us, sadly, that's not the case. Like, you know, most of us would probably not win the lottery, you know. I know I've won a lot of small drugs, you know, with Powerball and Mega Millions. I've won a lot of small stuff, but I've never, you know, I still play, you know. And for anyone out there, because I have this online account I have an account with, where it's like, it's called Lottery Defeater. I don't know if you can still create an account with them, but like, I know I have an account with them, and it's one of those where you can select which drawing and which state you want to do, and it'll actually generate random numbers for you. Like, because it has all the numbers for like the past 30 years, so it'll generate the numbers that are higher, more likely to be drawn. And so I've used that system for like a few months. I haven't done it for a few months because of budget wise. But I did use that system for a couple months. You know, I was just doing like between like all the different tickets, I was probably doing like 20 on Mega Millions, 20 on Powerball each week, and I was doing other random tickets. So I was doing the number generator with all the with those tickets, and I had quite a few weeks where like I would put in the 20 here and 20 there on each of those drawings, and I had a couple of them where I won like got $10 back. A couple of them I actually got my full 20. You know, I won $20 on my $20 ticket, so I went right back in and got the next round of tickets with what I won. I was like, that's cool. But I haven't done it in a minute, you know. But I still have that that site, which I could probably actually could probably look it up. If you look up like lotterydefeater.com, or if you can't find it, just send me a message on through email. You know. LogicalPodcast@gmail.com, and I will reply and send you that. I'll pull it up in my browser and go ahead and copy and paste and send it to you. So that way you guys can check it out too. I had to pay to do it. I think I paid like, I think it was like a $97 membership or whatever, or $60 or something. I don't know. It's like a one-time thing, but then I've used that thing to try to like generate numbers. You know, never won anything like jackpots, but hey, you know. But again, anytime I won, I was like, woo, celebrating, you know, like putting that whatever cash I won, if I didn't use it to buy the next tickets, I was putting that cash right in the bank, you know, and basically trying to do what I, you know, try to be smart about it, be good with my money, all that fun stuff. But, you know, so got a little off track there, so I apologize. You know, but you know, just we gotta be grateful for the little things that happen. You know, like set, like be content with the journey. Like you know what they say, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So if you want to get to that you know that end result, that's fine. You know, just keep working at it. Keep it's like me with the you know. Working at this podcast, working the online business, you know, and just continue, like I always say, daily action steps. Just do what you gotta do, even when you don't feel like it. Get up, show up, and do what you gotta do, and celebrate the little wins. So, and then of course, like what you say and how you say it, you know, I think that's a given right there. It's pretty goes without saying too much there, but you know, if you need a break from somebody, or if you need not a break, but if you need like having a bad day and you don't feel like talking, then just you know, be careful how you talk to the people closest to you, because they might be checking on you because they care about you. And then you say something like that, it's like, all right, well then I'm gonna take a break. You guys, you can have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. You know, one of those like, you know, we are worth more. We deserve to be talked to with respect, you know. Especially if it's a friend, you know, that knows better. You know, they talk to you like that. It's like, all right, I'm gonna give you a break. We'll touch base again in a couple days. So, you know, I had that thought, like, I ain't gonna put up with that crap. I was like, yeah, we're good friends, but you kind of just pissed me off because of the way you talked to me. So, hey, all right, you know. I hope you figure stuff out, and maybe we'll talk in a couple days. I may choose not to pull her account off restriction and just leave her there for a while, you know, and be like, look, like, I've always been here for you. You know, she always, you know, always expressed how, like, I'm, you know, she probably wouldn't. Well, I mean, and I've always argued with about it. So. Oh, you're. You know, I wouldn't be where I am today without your support and all that. And I'm like, oh, you'd probably get there eventually. I was always telling her when she was in that situation over there in Australia, just, things are going to happen. Just pray on it and just believe, you know. And basically, one of my suggestions to her, because of, you know, obviously one of her routines is praying every day and stuff, you know, multiple times a day. As I was like, you know, when you pray, just pray out of gratitude, even if it's stuff that hasn't happened yet. Like, thank you for that amazing house I'm gonna own in the near future. Thank you for that amazing job, my dream job. Thank you for being married to someone awesome in the next like year or two, whatever. Thank you for being able to have a family with that person. You know, and so that's the kind of stuff I was telling her. So it's like, she has all these praises for me about like, oh man, like, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm like, yeah, but then you talk to me like this. It's like, so then I was like, you know what? Let's take a break, you know? Especially because if you say that to me and then you just disappear, like, there's no, like, leaving, like, us being able to me to respond and you just say, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, like, no, you just say that and just disappear. All right. Then I'll, you know, then I'm gonna mute this conversation and you can deal without me for a little bit, you know? So, just know, you know, guys, if you have people in your life, you know, I guess the main point for that is just, you know, like, don't, you know, you deserve to be talked to, you know, with love and respect by those that are closest to you. And, you know, if they're having an issue and they take it on you like that, even though you're trying to support them, it's like, all right. So just step away and let them deal with their stuff. Because it's like, all right, we don't need the drama, this negativity, you know, just, I wish you the best, you know. I'm not saying that my friendship with her is over, but I know they've said, and I know there's been a saying that you guys have probably heard, where not everybody comes into your life permanently. Like, some people come into your life for a season, and then, you know, then they're gone out, and then, of course, then they're no longer a part of your life after a while. So it's like, you know, it's like, and if that's what happens, that's what happens. It's not a big deal, you know. So anyway, on that note, guys, I think I'll go ahead, because I know I've rambled a little bit, to kind of let this episode, you know, not be too terribly short and stuff. Sorry, I'm looking at the... Oh, it's a Circle K. Okay. I was like looking at what truck stop is that? Oh, okay. Hey, was that a Pilot? You know, I'm debating and trying to find a, see if I can find a Love's out here, see if I can pull over and get my good old cappuccino, you know. But, so to close this episode out for you guys, as always, any questions, suggestions, you know, for like topics for Real Talk Tuesday, any ideas for Storytime Friday, just anything really, if you just want to reach out, you know, logicshowpodcast@gmail.com. And anybody that might, if anybody wants to support the show, easiest ways to like and follow and tell your friends. That way, it's the easiest way for the podcast to grow. But if anybody is, if anybody wants to support financially, go to blodgetshow.com/supports, or if you go to blodgetshow.com and you click on the little drop-down menu on the right-hand side, you'll see the support option. It'll take you to the Patreon site where you can do a one-time contribution or a monthly contribution for as low as $1 per month. And as always, thank you so much in advance. But it's very much appreciated. Also, like I mentioned in the previous episodes with the extra side gig I'm doing, since technically, you know, in the past I always joked around about that I had a hashtag, double grind, mainly because I was doing the trucking grind and then doing, you know, whatever I try to do online. I guess technically it's triple grind now because it's doing the trucking grind, doing the podcast, as well as building this side hustle, the online business I'm working on with the Legacy Builder Program. Anybody that wants to check that out, the information is free. Don't have to pay anything to gain access or whatever. Basically, you just go to blodgetshow.com/freedom. And it'll take you right to my my page, where you put your name and email address in there, and you'll get an email from me with some information, as well as the next page will automatically take you to a video. It's like a couple minutes long. And then after that page, it'll take you to the actual, the main page, where you can actually see the digital products that, you know, for the programs and whatnot. Pretty cool stuff, you know, for anybody who wants to, especially beginners, if you want to learn how to, you know, follow a step-by-step training and learn how to actually be able to start earning money online and stuff. But, you know, it's one of those, like I said, the information is free and whatnot, so if you want to just, you know, see what it's all about, go to blodgetshow.com/freedom, put your information in there, and, you know, any questions you have, feel free to respond to my email and let me know, and I'll get back to you. But on that note, guys, I appreciate y'all being here tonight. As always, keep on being, keep pushing forward, keep believing, keep being positive. Believe you can, believe you will, and you're already halfway there. And then you just have to go out there and do it. And to kind of go with this, you know, with these topics tonight, just remember that we are all worth a lot more, and we deserve the very best. So, like, if you have anybody in your life, no matter how close they are to you, whatever, they talk to you like crap, or they don't. There's a saying that I believe somebody gave. I don't know if it was. I don't remember if it was a friend that gave me this saying, but it made. But I heard this a while back that basically said, don't. Don't treat people like a priority when they treat you like an option. You know, like when you prioritize like being in someone's life, but then they can easily just like, oh, no, I'll just talk to you later. I'll just talk to you next week. Yeah. Kind of like what that friend that I told you about that referred to as D. That was kind of the issue there. Like, I was there, and she was basically just saying, oh, yeah, we'll talk sometime. Okay, I said, you know what? Don't even bother. I was like, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be here when you need me, but, you know, ain't worth it, you know? Like, we deserve more. So, anyway, guys, I appreciate you being here, and I look forward to talking to you guys on episode 86, which will be the next round of Freestyle Storytime Friday. For those of you who are new to the podcast, freestyle basically means that I'm coming up with it on the fly, whereas I'm also a writer. So when I started doing the Storytime Friday episodes, I would try to find time on my days off to sit down and write. But lately, especially with working on the Legacy Biz or whatever, been finding it difficult to find time to actually get on the computer to do much. So I tried to basically just hit record, and I come up with a story for you guys, and you know, so it's so far so good, you know. But I hope you guys are enjoying them. But anyway, on that note, I will let you guys go, and I will see you again on the next Storytime Friday episode. Have a good one, guys.